Chapter 3. A Husband for Katharina. Lucentio, son of Vincentio, a rich merchant of Pisa, had been sent to Padua to study the arts. While he was talking to his servant, Tranio, in the square about how happy he was to be staying in that beautiful city, he was interrupted by the sound of voices. Baptista, a wealthy citizen of Padua, was explaining to two gentlemen suitors for the hand of his youngest daughter, Bianca, that they could not court her until the elder sister, Katharina, had got married.
"It is no good. I have made my decision. I will not change my mind,"
he was saying firmly.
"Why doesn't one of you court Katharina?"
"Oh, no,"
replied Gremio, the elder of the two men, laughing.
"She's much too rough for me. Hortensio, why don't you take her as your wife?"
Katharina, who was listening to the conversation, was furious and asked her father if he was trying to make a fool of her. Then, turning to Hortensio, she informed him that she was not interested in marriage anyway and wouldn't hesitate in banging his silly head if she had the chance. Meanwhile, Lucentio and Tranio were watching the scene with great amusement.
"That woman is either completely mad or incredibly headstrong and spirited,"
exclaimed Tranio to his master. But Lucentio was too busy looking at Bianca to take any notice of Katharina.
"The other sister is so well behaved and modest,"
he said admiringly. Bianca was upset at the situation with the suitors, and Baptista ordered her to go back into the house. Katharina mocked Bianca's sorrow by saying that she would have cried too if she could. Bianca replied,
"Aren't you satisfied with my unhappiness?"
and obeying her father, went into the house. Gremio and Hortensio tried to convince Baptista to change his mind, but he refused and decided that in the meantime he would find music and poetry tutors for Bianca to improve her talents in those arts. He said goodbye, telling Katharina that she could stay with the gentleman if she liked. Katharina replied sharply,
"Shall I be told when to stay and when to go? As if I don't know what to take and what to leave? Ha!"
"You may go to the devil's, mother. No one will keep you here,"
replied Gremio mockingly, and turned away from her to talk to Hortensio. Gremio and Hortensio agreed to try to please Baptista by finding a good tutor for Bianca and to postpone their rivalry as suitors until they found a solution to the problem of Katharina.
"There's nothing for it. We'll have to find a husband for her sister first,"
said Hortensio.
"I'd say only a devil would do,"
replied Gremio.
"I know her father is rich, but who would be fool enough to marry hell itself?"
"There must be someone we can think of,"
said Hortensio thoughtfully. Lucentio, meanwhile, having seen her in the square, had also fallen in love with the beautiful and sweet Bianca. He and Tranio were now trying to work out a plan so that he could meet her.
"I have it,"
cried Tranio.
"You will be her tutor."
"Yes,"
replied his master excitedly.
"And you will take my place. You shall be the master, with the house and servants and style of living that I would usually have. And I will make Biondello serve you and keep our secret while I go to pay the tutor."
"I will be happy to be Lucentio,"
replied Tranio, smiling. So the two of them exchanged clothes, and Lucentio explained their strange behavior to the very surprised Biondello, his other servant, by making up a story that he had killed a man and had to escape from Padua, and that his servants must help to save his life.